It's prohibited to hit any other person. It's a very minatayu to hit somebody else. So the Torah says that you have to be careful even when you're hitting a Rosh, to hit him only as prescribed by the Torah, not more than that. Surely you're not allowed to hit the person who's not a Rosh, it's a tzaddik. Even if one uplifted his hands to hit somebody, and he did not hit them, still called the Rosh. Even if he did not hit the person yet, he's considered Rosh. It says, in parentheses, that a person that hit his friend, you're not supposed to make him part of 10 people for a minyan, even. He's in the Chayim. Still, the best is matter of the Chayim. And he accepts that he's going to stop behaving that way. Anyway, in such a situation, one should ask a shayla. If you want to protect somebody from being hit by somebody else, and you have to hit the guy who's hitting him, then that's all right.